And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I'll tell you something right now. We got somebody who is pretty angry. Senate Republican leader Len Fasano. I've got him on the line, and his password is here we go again. Len, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Brad, this morning?
Well, you know something? I'm doing just about as good as you are doing. I can't figure out how all these things all of a sudden are starting to happen.
Well, I can. You know, that's what happens when elections have consequences. And, you know, once again, when we were sort of even in the Senate, and, well, we were even in the Senate.
Yes, you were.
Almost even in the House. We put together a budget that, believe it or not, and you know, this doesn't get headlines, but we've got a surplus growing in our budget that's unimaginable because we used real numbers, and we had a plan, and we had restrictions, and we were conservative in our fiscal thought, and we're making a very healthy budget surplus for the state of Connecticut. And now that this election has shifted, we're having a problem. The Democrats have said, oh, now that we've got majority, we need to go back to our old ways, to our old habits. And that is very dangerous for the state. You see these ideas and concepts coming out that are very dangerous to our economy, and it's going to set us back. And people have got to get angry about this. You've got to call your senators and your reps, but on the Democratic side, and say, stop, what are you doing? We're just starting to get control over our fiscal issues. We're just starting to get Connecticut back on the right path. We have a surplus for the first time, a budget that makes sense. Businesses have confidence that the state is growing economically. There's confidence we're getting control over our debts and our liabilities because we're having a surplus in our budget that we could do something with in the future to pay down debt. Why are you going with programs that are going to cost more, hurt businesses, and put us back to where we were 4 years ago? What are you doing? And those are the things that drive me nuts. And these guys just don't care.
You know, Len, something that, and I don't mean this as a knock on the state voters. I mean, they're nice people. They vote their interests. But you know what I think happens, Len, sometimes in this situation is because we're such a small state, we're a relatively small state, and because so many of the people in Hartford have been in office for so long, there's a little bit of turnover, but, you know, there's a lot of incumbency up there. People get to know their legislator, and they know them on a social level, and they like the fact, Len, that they show up at, you know, their kids' rubber chicken Little League dinner and the Memorial Day parade and their company picnic, and they get a playground put in. But, Len, I think there's a disconnect sometimes between the legislator that the people know on the local level that does stuff that everybody kind of agrees with, and the person that also casts votes about policies they don't agree with and they can't stand. Yet I think there's an inability, Len, sometimes to kind of connect the two dots. You know what I mean?
I do. I mean, you can't get elected if you're a total jerk. Right? I mean, if you're not.
We've
got some of them.
Len, that's why I've never run for office, but go ahead, because I am, in fact, a total jerk. But go ahead, yeah.
I mean, you know, there are exceptions to that rule, but generally you can't. You have to be a likable person. You got to get out there. You got to be with people. And that's your job as a politician. But that shouldn't necessarily be the criteria for which you judge their record. And, Paul, you're absolutely right. You need to divorce yourself and say, of course he was at that Little League. Of course he was at that parade. Of course he was at that dinner. That's what he's supposed to do. He or she is supposed to be out there. But let's look at the voting record. And more people I talk to, they say, you know what? My legislator's great. All the rest of the people, they're lost. And it's like I know what that person's record is. Mm-hmm. And it's not indicative of what that person believes that record to be. But that's where the voters need to understand where their legislator is coming from. And pinpoint them and follow up. because sometimes their politician is loose with the tongue when asked about a bill and will speak about it in a roundabout way, but not say, and I voted for it. So you've got to look at it. And particularly in the Senate, you know, I always say this Senate traditionally has always voted as a herd mentality. They all vote yes or they all vote no.
Yeah.
You very rarely see a fracture.
A maverick. You don't see a maverick. No, no.
The only time we ever saw a fracture was with, the three senators who went with the Republican budget and broke ranks. Other than that, they vote as a herd.
Mm-hmm.
And that is kind of scary. Because they're told, look, a Republican amendment comes up, you all vote no. I don't care what it does or what it says, you all vote no. And a Democrat amendment comes up, you all vote yes. If you want your amendment to pass, you better vote for all these amendments. And that's why you get into this area where there's a lack of policy, a lack of fundamental building policy, because everybody in that Democrat side of the Senate gets what they want. There's no thought of how are we building policy in the state of Connecticut. That's what's got to change.
You know, Senator, I've talked to several people, and I've been told that the Democrats in this state now have a big battle going on, and the big battle is that they have more liberal, and I mean real liberal Democrats, that are going to be deciding what's going to happen. Is that true, or is that just a rumor?
No, I think there's some truth to the fact that there is a little bit of disagreement among the Senate and House Democratic Caucus on directions of policy. There is a far left pull.
Thank you.
By some new folks in there, and I think that's absolutely right.
Great.
I think that's a good tea reading.
Well, Len, that's why I urge you and all your fellow Republicans up there, as you're battling, buy popcorn, stock up on snacks, make sure you've got plenty of stuff, make sure there's plenty of Diet Coke and coffee, because you're going to need it, my friend. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll talk again soon, guaranteed. He's a good one.
Hey, yeah, listen, he leads.
It's happening.
Well,
it's
happening. Oh, yeah, there are some far lefties that are making the folks in the center a little itchy.